We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. We're talking about the Konza United Way, who's kicked off the 2020 campaign. And Tara Clausen, director of the Konza United Way, joins us, along with campaign co-chairs Gene Taylor, who joins us on the phone, and Kathy Taylor, his wife, joining us in studio. We're going to talk a little bit about the pace setters, who play a very important role in the campaign. Isn't that right?
They do. Our pace setters do just that, set the pace. They run their employee campaigns. It's businesses in the community who run their employee campaigns before we actually kick off and go live with the event in the community overall. And this year, we challenged our pace setter group to increase their giving from last year by 10%. And collectively, that group did just that plus a little. So give a little bit of a shout out to our local Target, Caterpillar Work Tools in Wamego, the trust company, KS State Bank, Charleston Wilson Bonded Abstractors, the Chamber of Commerce, and Capital Federal here locally. Very grateful for the example that they set as we begin our community awareness and campaign. Again, they set their goal and increased by 10%, and actually 9% more of their employees committed during those workplace campaigns. So I'm going to look at that as a positive trend and hope that our additional companies and individuals in the community will consider increasing their previous donations or making a new donation and keeping that 10% or greater in mind as they do that.
It's such a neat way, and that really can push a campaign over the top, can't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's fun to have goals, and it's fun to think of ways that, in what way can I give back? You know, can I give a dollar? Can I give $10? Can I give an hour of my pay? Can I give a day of my pay? What does that look like for me? But what does that look like in the community overall? And I'll just share a few things. I'm going to flip through my pages so I don't misspeak. But for example, did you know that like $1,000, it takes $1,000 to keep the emergency shelter open for one night? So regardless of your donation, you know, it's the opportunity for us to collectively come together as the community. And it's kind of like a small matching program. You know, your dollar is matched with my dollar, and it becomes that multiplier effect. And then we're providing resources so that they can stay open for those days. Or another example is $1,200 to sponsor a child through Sunflower Casa. $52 is needed for one victim of domestic violence to get services through the crisis center. So while I wouldn't want to negate somebody who wanted to give us a $10,000 or $20,000 gift, a dollar matters. You know, five people getting together or 50 people getting together for with $1 a piece makes that service for that one person through who suffered domestic violence. It makes a difference for that person. So every dollar matters in our community. And when we can pull them all together and create those opportunities overall, that's a powerful message.
You know, I really like how easy it's gotten to give. You can do it online. You can do it a number of ways. But let's say I have $100 and I want to donate each month. Can I spread that out to the different agencies or...
You can. The great thing about United Way, too, I think, is we have areas of focus, which I just kind of described. You can designate your dollars to our Community Impact Fund, which is kind of a collective pool to ensure that if they ask for more than is directly allocated to them, we can offset that difference. You can designate your money to education programs. You can designate to financial stability programs. You can focus on health programs, or you can directly designate to any one partner agency that we have. So, or even an agency outside of that. So if you just on your pledge form or when you make that commitment, let us know where you want those dollars to go. We'll ensure that those agencies receive those funds. So again, I kind of shared that before, but best of all worlds, you know, one fundraiser, really getting value out of that. And it, for me, it's a win. It's a community stronger. I get to feel good every day about what I do and get to be that voice for all of those agencies making a difference in our community.
Gene, let's talk a little bit about your connection there with K-State and just kind of the importance United Way plays in the athletic department's role.
We have to realize, certainly a place like Kansas State University, with the number of employees we have, there's a lot of folks on our campus that probably could benefit from some of the partner agencies, even though, you know, they're working and, you know, there's probably opportunities for them because of either their income level or their needs. So, you know, for me to be able to, or Kathy and I were able to get out and, you know, tell that story and help folks just on our campus, but certainly the visibility of K-State Athletics helps. And if I can, you know, when I go and talk or we go and talk to various groups to, you know, talk about the importance and the impact and the fact that, you know, like Carl said, you can touch so many groups with your gift, whether it's a $5, $10, $100, or $10,000 gift. And, you know, it just makes our communities better because of that. And if the visibility of K-State Athletics brings that to the table, then I'm happy to be a part of it.
Absolutely. I think that will bring a lot of attention here, especially with the success of the athletics that we're seeing here early on in the season.
Absolutely. You know, Kathy and I had a great conversation earlier while we were sitting in the lobby waiting for our turn. And the strength of the university is dependent on the strength of our community overall. The strength of our community is reliant to some degree on the strength and our biggest employer base, which is the university. And so opportunities to ensure that our students, our faculty, our staff, and their families are supported in the community. And also appreciate the value of the difference that they make when they give back. I think that's important for us all to recognize and know.
And we've touched on this. So many lives can be impacted from donations to the United Way, because you mentioned the 23 different agencies. And Gene's right, there's probably students on campus that will utilize maybe some of the services provided by the United Way.
Absolutely. You hope so. Absolutely. That's what they're here for. You know, I don't think any one of our partner agencies says, well, where are you coming from and what do you do before they offer that support that they do. And we have some great, knowledgeable, and helpful resources. And I think one of the things over the last, let's say, 5 years of my experiences is the appreciation of the collaboration that happens with these partner agencies. So if a family shows up at one partner agency for whatever that immediate need support is, there's a quick collective effort to say, do you realize that there are these additional resources that are not going to help you? They're going to help your children. They're going to help your grandchildren. Whatever that family dynamic looks like, is that collaborative effort is there and exists. So much like the collaborative effort of our donor base, the partner agencies are creating that foundation too. So it's a full circle.
Yeah, it really is. And as far as kind of just getting back to the pace setters, You said you have 7 of them right now. Is there opportunities for more businesses to become pace setters?
Absolutely. Next year, you know, we'll have hopefully some of these will return. We'll give some of them a break and identify new pace setters for next year. So if you are a business that would like to be considered, all it takes is a phone call to let me know, and we'll begin to build that relationship and build some understanding of what that would look like. And pace setters typically run their campaigns July and August, in those months, maybe early September, before the kickoff. Reaching out to current businesses who are in the stages of planning their campaign. I know we have several kicking off here even today and tomorrow. If you have a business, if you are an employee at a business and you can go and ask if they run an employee campaign. If they don't, I'd love to visit with them. If you want to just make a direct donation outside of that, I would welcome that call and an opportunity to get to know you too.
All right. Yeah, it's a very good opportunity here. I've worked at places in the past where we've had employee campaigns, and it's a wonderful thing because, you know, I didn't notice, you know, a little bit of out of my paycheck going to support some of the funds I wanted to support. And, you know, it is. It's just a wonderful way that you can impact a lot of lives.
It is. It's a feel-good every moment, so.
Well, Gene, anything else from your end that you wanted to talk about here about the Kansas United Way and being the chair?
No, you know, Kathy and I are just excited to be a part. And, again, we're so pleased to be in Manhattan and in the community and lucky to be here and whatever we can do to help. And I would just encourage folks that are listening to, you know, certainly think about United Way and the importance and how it can help and be willing to give and be a part of it.
All right. Kathy, we appreciate it. Anything else you wanted to add?
I think it's been well covered. I am very happy to be here as well, and I hope that this campaign is going to be wide-reaching, and I hope lots of people are listening that say, wow, I think I'd like to be a part of that.
All right. So we hope it's a big success. Again, on the website, consaunitedway.org, that's where you can learn more information.
Yep, absolutely. Give us a call, 785-776-3779.
Okay. Tara Clausen, Gene Taylor, and Kathy Taylor, our guests here on In Focus today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. That'll do it for In Focus here today. Dave Lewis.
All right, Brandon. Thank you much. We have a situation that has developed on the west side of town as Riley County Police are asking folks to avoid the area of Southwind Road, which is at South Child and Southwind there, access to South Child Commons and also Home Depot and the Riley County Police Department, as there is a gas leak situation there once again. I had an issue there yesterday, and they are very cautious. Manhattan Fire Department is on the scene, and that is an area that is requested that you avoid today. Once again, that is the area of Southwind Road and Frontage Road from Home Depot to the Riley County Police Department. So please be careful in your travels there.